You understand that, like, we can't manufacture everything in the United States, right?
We can't manufacture everything, but we were manufacturing much more in 1971.
Why would we want to manufacture base level material when we can put together more sophisticated products?
I think it's really good for an economy to have men doing jobs that don't require a college degree, making $88,000 a year on average. Like, that's just a very good thing.
Because okay,
we
then
want
in that
more
case,
people to be middle class. And so it turns out those jobs are middle class jobs.
But then all of those people are also, first of all, not, so you're talking about one small sector of the economy that we employed, right? To whoever is working in steel manufacturing. That's going to make every single thing more expensive that has these products in them.
I just told you, it actually didn't do that. It actually did not have that impact because the price of steel then leveled off. So it did go up.
If it doesn't make, then why were we importing it if it wasn't cheaper?
Well, here's the thing about tariffs that people don't realize is like when you, it's actually very important to, very expensive to get something from one place to another.
Wait, then why did people import it? Why didn't we just make it in the US originally?
Why did they ship the jobs overseas to China in the first place?
Yes.
The labor in China is much cheaper.
Yeah, so it was cheaper to produce it over there. So if we tariff that and produce it here, it's gonna be more expensive.
Well, no, because we don't have to transport it here. There's a lot of recovered costs.
Then why did we ever export it to China?
You really would have to ask the manufacturers why they did that.